Cast anchor!
Cast anchor!
Dumwal, what is our food inventory for this journey?
Herr Capitan, we are taking on 9 barrels of the beef, 2 barrels of the flour, 230 pounds of the bread, 80 pounds of the cheese, 103 gallons of the whiskey, 14 gallons of the vinegar, and 4 bushels of the beans.
Very well. Make haste. Load the cargo.
Man the finches!
All hands on deck!
On the 6th of July, we finished taking in cargo. Silver sand and boxes of earth. At noon, set sail. East wind, fresh. Crew, 5 hands. Sturdy men. Single, the first Irish mate.
Oil the flax sail now!
Larduka, the Russian man of watch.
Nazlo Ushel, but this tattoo is forever.
Dunwall, the German steersman.
You has dragon tattoo.
Leifnerd, the Spanish second mate.
I like it. I go sweep the deck.
And Gelnis, the Italian cook.
Venerdi, dies in Faustus.
On July the 11th, we entered the Harbo Pass at dawn. Boarded by customs officers. Bakshish. All correct. Underway at 4 p.m. On the 13th of July, past Panacea Tamp.
I saw something.
I am not happy either. Something is not right.
Crew dissatisfied about something. Seems scared, but would not speak out. On the 14th of July, was somewhat anxious about crew. Men, all steady fellows, who sailed with me before. Enter.
Captain, there is a problem. It's the crew, you see. I can't make out what is wrong. They only tell me there is something, and they keep blessing themselves.
Thank you, Gelnis. Back to your position, please.
Captain, Single has lost his temper with Leifnerd and hit him. It is because of the ship. Something is strange. The men are afraid. I tell you this because I expected a fight.
Very well. Resume your duties. On the 16th of July, first mate reported in the morning that one of the crew, Gelnis, was missing. Could not account for it. Men more downcast than ever. All said they expected something of the kind, but would not say more than there was something aboard. Mate getting very impatient with them. Feared some trouble ahead. On the 17th of July, yesterday, one of the men, Dumwall, came to my cabin, and in an awestruck way confided to me that...
Herr Capitan, I must speak with you now.
Yes, Dumwall. What is it?
Herr Capitan, something is not right. On my watch, I had been sheltering behind the deckhouse, as there was a rainstorm, when I saw a tall, thin man, who was not like any of the crew, come up the stairs and go along the deck forward and disappear. I followed with caution, but when I got to bows, found no one, and the hatchways were all closed.
Leave it with me. Dismissed. He was in a panic of superstitious fear, and I'm afraid the panic may spread. To allay it, I shall today search the entire ship carefully from stem to stern. Later in the day, I call the first mate.
Captain, you were looking for me.
As the men think there is someone on board the ship, we're going to search it from stem to stern.
It is folly to yield to such foolish ideas. This will demoralize the men. I will engage to keep them out of trouble with their handspike.
We left no corner unsearched. as there were only the big wooden boxes. There were no odd corners where a man could hide. Men much relieved when search over, I went back to work cheerfully. First mate scowled, but said nothing. July 24th. There seems some doom over this ship. Already a hand short at entering the Kaya's Bibyov, with wild weather ahead. And yet, last night another man lost. Disappeared. Like the first, he came off his watch and was not seen again. Men, all in a panic of fear, sent a round robin asking to have double watch, as they fear to be alone. Mate angry. Fear there may be some trouble, as either he or the men will do some violence. 28th of July. 4 days in hell. Knocking about in a sort of maelstrom. And the wind a tempest. No sleep for anyone. Men all worn out. Hardly know how to set a watch, since no one fit to go on.
I don't mind steering the ship, Captain. I can keep watch and let the rest of the men get some sleep.
Wind abating. Seas still terrific, but feel them less as ship is steadier. 29th of July. Another tragedy. Had single watch tonight, as crew too tired to double. When morning watch came on deck, could find no one except steersman. Raised outcry and all came on deck. Thorough search, but no one found. Are now without second mate and crew in a panic.
So we agree. We go armed from here on out and wait for any sign of cause.
Agreed. July 30th. Last night. Rejoiced we were nearing Glandon. Weather fine. All sails set. Retired worn out. Slept soundly. Awakened by first mate.
Captain, come quick!
Larduca, man of watch, and Doomwall the steersman are missing. Only self and mate and two hands left to work ship. 1st of August. 2 days of fog. And not a sail sighted. Had hope when in the Gelson Channel to be able to signal for help or get in somewhere. Not having power to work sails. Have to run before wind. Dare not lower, as could not raise them again. We seem to be drifting to some terrible doom. First mate now more demoralised than either of men. His stronger nature seems to have worked inwardly. Against himself. Men are beyond fear. Working stolidly and patiently with minds made up to worst. 2nd of August. Midnight. Woke up from few minutes sleep by hearing a seemingly outside my port. Could see nothing in fog. Rushed on deck and ran into main.
I heard a cry and I ran. But no sign of man or much. One more gone. Lord, help us. We must be past the Straits of Ravard.
If so, we are now off the Eshton Tor, and only God can guide us in the fog, which seems to move with us, and God seems to have deserted us. 3rd of August. At midnight, I went to relieve the man at the wheel, and when I got to it, found no one there. The wind was steady, and as we ran before, there was no yawing. We dared not leave it, so I shouted for the mate.
It is here. I know it now. On the watch last night, I saw it like a man, tall and thin and ghastly pale. It was in the bows and looking out. I crept behind it and gave it my knife, but the knife went through it empty as the air.
And as he spoke, he took the knife and drove it savagely into space. Then he went on.
But it is here, and I'll find it. It is in the hold, perhaps in one of those boxes. I'll unscrew them one by one, I'll say. You walk to help.
And with a warning look and his finger on his lip, he went below. There was springing up a choppy wind, and I could not leave the helm. I saw him come out on deck again with the tool chest and lantern, and go down the forward hatchway. He is mad. Stark, raving mad. And it's no use my trying to stop him. He can't hurt those big boxes. They are invoices clay, and to pull them about is as harmless a thing as he can do. So here I stay and mind the helm and write these notes. I can only trust in God and wait for till the fog clears. Then, if I can't steer to any harbour with the wind as it is, I shall cut down sails and lie by and signal for help. It is nearly all over now. Just as I was beginning to hope that the mate would come out calmer, for I heard him away at something on the hold, and work is good for him. And there came up the hatchway a sudden, which made my blood run cold, and up on the deck came, as if shot from a gun, a raging madman with his eyes rolling and his face convulsed with fear.
Save me! Save me!
Then he looked around on the blanket of fog. His horror turned to despair, and in a steady voice he said,
"You better come too, Captain. Before it's too late. He's in there. I know the secret now. The sea will save me from him. And it is all that is left."
Before I could say a word or move forward to seize him, he sprang on the bulwark and deliberately threw himself into the sea. I suppose I know the secret too now. It was this madman who had got rid of the men one by one. And now he has followed them himself. God help me. How am I to account for all these horrors when I get to port? When I get to port? Will that ever be? August 4th. Still fog, which the sunrise cannot pierce. I know there is sunrise because I am a sailor. Why else, I know not. I dared not go below. I dared not leave the helm. So here all night I stayed. And in the dimness of the night, I saw it. Him. God forgive me, but the mate was right to jump overboard. It was better to die like a man. To die like a sailor in blue war. No man can object. But I am captain, and I must not leave my ship. But I shall baffle this fiend or monster. For I shall tie my hands to the wheel when my strength begins to fail. And along with them I shall tie that which it dare not touch. And then, come good wind or foul, I shall save my soul and my honour as captain. I am growing weaker. The night is coming on. If he can look me in the face again, I may not have time to act. If we are wrecked, mayhap, this bottle may be found, and those who find it may understand. If not well, then all men shall know that I have been true to my trust. God and the Blessed Virgin and the saints help a poor, ignorant soul trying to do his duty.